Since 1899, Farmers Bank and Trust Company has been on the same street corner in downtown Marion. While technology has sure changed the way they do banking over the past 122 years, Farmers Bank has never forgotten its roots. They're rocket proud and ready to serve you today, whether it's at one of their lobbies or through mobile banking. You can trust that Farmers Bank is there to serve you. Well, Rocket football fans, we've had a couple of days to digest this close loss, 21-13 to Bethlehem, the number six team in Class A football. Coach Courtney, you've reviewed the film now and even had your practice this morning. We're talking here on Monday about noon with some reflection and having an opportunity to go over the film with the kids. What do you, what's your takeaway from that game on Friday?
It's pretty much the same as we thought. Just didn't come out fast, really, offensively or defensively. Looking back on it, we come up and give up scores early and just can't get going until the fourth quarter there. Just kind of what we thought. Once we get loose and start playing, that we look pretty good at times. I thought defensively we did a pretty good job, stepped up, tackled a lot better than we had in the past weeks against a good offense. And Bethlehem's good. They did a lot of things. Especially defensively, to hurt us in the run game that we weren't necessarily prepared for or whatever, and made so some hats off to them too. They were well coached and did a good job, but pretty much what we thought it was, just got to start faster and execute from the get-go, put four quarters together. It really seemed like we only put one as a team together and we're right there in it. So if we put four in it, we feel pretty good about where we'd be at.
Mm-hmm. Yes, of course, got going late and outscored Bethlehem 13-7 there in what was certainly a highly contested fourth quarter, and a couple of turnovers there late in the game. Of course, we're trying to play catch up and throwing the ball, but what a ball game! And I know after the game, and I even wrote something about it on the website this weekend. It just felt like we were winning, and I've talked to so many people over the weekend that just I know you don't like moral victories, and not many coaches do, but people felt pretty good about, 2 weeks in a row we've gotten behind, but we hadn't quit. We put a finish on it, and I think that's maybe people's the way they're looking at this season. We might be 2-4, but we're going to put a finish on this season. There's a lot of football left to be played.
Yeah, that's a good point. I hadn't looked at it like that as the whole season, but that's true. If we can finish the season the way we've been finishing games, we'll finish strong, and that's certainly the plan. Just not being able to put it together much throughout the year for a whole game, but we feel like it's time now. We've seen what we're going to see offensively and defensively from all types of teams, to all types of players, probably the fastest guys we're going to see, the strongest teams we're going to see, the big schools, everything. And it's time to start winning now. And we have a tough contest this week against Trigg. I know we'll talk about that later, but I don't want to discredit them. I'm not saying that. But just where we're at in the season, the growing pains and stuff, all that, I feel like we've had them, and it's time for it to start coming out in the wins. And starting this week, we need to get hot at the end of the year.
Well, Ladarian Montgomery, I think I heard you characterize him maybe on the radio show on Saturday as having Sunday speed. Nice way to characterize it for sure. He's a burner, and really, I thought our defense kept him bottled up. And the only time he had 124 yards in the game rushing, and 86 of those came on one play, and it was really a busted play deep in their own territory. And I know you felt like you had him in the backfield.
Yeah, we had him stopped. We just missed a tackle there, and then we don't have the line correctly, which allows for a big play. He's a really good player, but at the end of the day, I hope the guys see and everyone see it. A lot of times it just doesn't really come down to that. If you got 11 guys that'll do their job, and we can do the fundamental stuff, line up right, alignment assignment, tackle, we can stop that guy. And I think we showed it for the majority of the game.
Sure.
And then you see on the opposite, all right, this play, we don't tackle well, we're not lined up correctly, and this is what happens. It's not necessarily because he's so fast and great, which he is. He's a really good player, and he is really fast. But it really still comes down to us, and just on that one play, he didn't execute it very well.
Well, I know you lose to a team by a touchdown. You feel like you get another opportunity at them maybe in the postseason. Feel pretty good about your options there.
Yeah, we showed that we can play with, just top caliber teams in Class A, period. I hope that our team, hope it gave them some confidence even within the loss to say, all right, we are still right in the mix, that Coach Courtney's not been lying to us this whole year, that we're fine and we're going to be right where we said we're going to be at. Well, I hope it showed that. I mean, a lot of people have that team feel like they're, it's a really good football team, and I do well, very well coached, good athletes, all around good football team. So we got a long way to go, obviously, before we'd see them again. We had a tall task ahead of us a way before that would ever happen. But just overall, I hope that we all, you know, see that we're right there. We're right there, and the only thing that's going to stop us is us just not doing our job.
And we'll get into that district portion of our season after next week, and from then on out, it's all Class A football teams. Let's talk a little bit about your players of the game. We'll start. I felt like the defense just pretty well, I mean, played an incredible football game. About half, more than half of the time, we held them, we stopped them to 3 yards or less on every play they had. So, yeah. Just felt like you played good. Who are your defensive players of the game?
My defensive player of the game, I had Cole this week. Just couldn't pick one. I felt like Dylan Yates, who had 8 total tackles, a sack, and 3 tackles for loss, and then Logan Bailey, who had several tackles. Let me see, I can't find it.
He had 8.
He had 8 total tackles. I know he had 3 pass breakups and a fumble recovery. You know, and talk about always, it goes hand in hand to stopping the pass, and that was something that this would be the best pass team we saw all year by far, and we were able to do that. And it was credit to the secondary and the D line together, getting pressure. Linebackers, too, everybody, it was a team defensive thing of stopping that pass, but those two guys were definitely a big part of it, being able to get pressure on the quarterback, being able to create havoc. You know, Yates making them get rid of the ball early, and then Logan Bailey in position one-on-one a lot of times with number one especially was able to get the ball down and knock it away. So made some really big one-on-one plays, I felt like. So I thought they deserved it. And a lot of guys I thought played well. I thought Coleman Stone really stepped up, and I thought made some big hits that kind of got us going. I thought Trace Darrington did well in the secondary, mm-hmm. made some big plays, big pass breakups. I just – Case Gobin, Sammy Impostato, I thought a lot of guys on defense. There wasn't anybody that played bad. You know,
Riley Berry. Riley Berry, tackles,
yeah. So it was a good team effort, but I thought those two guys stood out above the rest.
Yep. Our secondary really, I thought, played their tails off against a team that throws the ball a lot and has had a lot of success throwing
obviously it may not look like that they could throw the ball as well. We had a decent night, and they had some drives and things like that. But they're a good football team. They throw the ball well on film. By far the best team that we saw throwing the ball, and we did. We came out and played well. We felt like before the year, I mean, our secondary is kind of our veteran part of our team. They've been there at least all last year, and 3-year starters pretty much mm-hmm. across the board there. So, you know, we feel good about those guys, and they stepped up when they were called upon this week.
Mm-hmm. Okay, lineman of the week this week?
It was Ben Evans. Thought that he did a really good job. Pass pro was great all night, I felt like. Well, pretty much all night. I mean, we had a couple things, but when you throw the ball that many times, that's going to happen. And he did a really good job in pass pro. And then he did a good job run blocking. You know, he took care of business. Ben's been one all year that's been able to handle a guy in front of him just all year long. Whoever's been there, it didn't matter. He's been able to win. And that's big for a center. He's put in a lot of one-on-one battles. And for to have somebody that can win him without a lot of help is big for our offense. So, you know, he did his job, made the least amount of mistakes up there, and he deserved that. And he's been playing well for us all year.
The whole front line played so well. You know, Luke got sacked a few times, but a lot of that was coverage sacks.
Yeah, our offensive line has been playing well. Last week just had some, like I said, that they ran some stuff a little different and confused us. And not that we're not blocking well, we're just not necessarily blocking the right person at times. It's more, I feel like, why we couldn't get the ball on the ground going the way we'd want it to. But, like, our guys, when they block a guy, they block the guy most of the time. You know, it just might not be the right guy sometimes. But, you know, we just got to fix the assignment part of it. But they're doing a good job, and physically they should. It's a good group down there.
Well, on offense, Luke Crowder, your quarterback, set a single-game record, but you had another guy was your offensive player of the week.
Yeah, Luke played really well.
And, we've come to expect Luke to play well.
Yeah, we have. You know? And just – and that may be it that Coach Berry feels, and we all feel that, you know, starting fast, getting the ball out on time, taking some sacks, just a few little mistakes mm-hmm. that we just expect him, you know, to be great for us to be good. But he did play well, like you said. He threw for what, a ton of yards and a ton of completions and
right.
really got it going late in the game.
I think he He broke Coach Berry's Coach Berry was in second place for most completions in a game, and Hunter Boone had the record, and he passed both of them last night.
Yeah. He played well, and we got in a position, obviously, we had to throw the ball a lot, and then he was able to execute, especially late. I mean, it looked easy there once we got going. It just, for whatever reason, didn't. I don't know, man. We just got to – it's our point to figure it out. We're working on it, I promise, to get it going early.
Bryson Baker
ends up being the player of the game, yes. He felt like he got us going, and that was what Coach said. Like, when things started going, Bryson started going. I don't even remember if it was a screen or a jet, a short pass, but he catches the ball and he gets tackled about 5 yards or gets hit about 5 yards before the first down, just starts carrying people. And I felt the whole energy in the game change when he did that. And for him, he's a big, strong kid, but outside receiver, you know, you don't think of him as a big physical guy. But when somebody that's not necessarily thought of that way comes in and makes physical plays, I think it makes everyone else lift up and start playing more physical too. And it was kind of that one play stands out to me that kind of changed the game. And, you know, we started feeding it to him a little bit more. Had, I think, 8 catches and screens. He was just – one guy wasn't bringing him down. He was just kind of not being denied and gets in the end zone for us. So, yeah, we just felt like he was the one that got us going.
Yeah, and that's right. When you really needed some yards, he got them for you.
Yeah, he did.
Moved the chains at critical times.
And we've said before the year and throughout the year, he's a guy that can be the guy. I mean, the sky's the limit for him. As good as he played, he can be better. He's just a great talent, a great kid to coach, and big, strong, you know. So we just expect him to continue getting better because he's still not to his ceiling.
You know, I think the offense maybe early on didn't play too terribly bad, but we just got behind the sticks.
Yeah.
When we do that, it puts us in a bind. It puts any team in a bind.
Yeah, penalties were huge, and I'm sure they felt the same way because I think they actually had more. It was close. I don't remember, 89 or something like that.
I think it was 90. The yardage was about the same.
Yeah, but we seem to be in the most critical situations. Yeah. We're 2nd and 1, I know, in the first quarter on our second drive down the 25-yard line, 2nd and 1, and we get a holding penalty that backs us up. Then we get a sack, and it's like we were just going to score. Now we're back at the 50-yard line somehow. And it just, if you put those in early, it just changes things. I would say the same against Union. You got to score early and kind of set the tone and get the confidence. And when we get Steph back like that, untimely mistakes and calls, whatever.
50 yards and penalties and a half. It's a setback.
Yes. Yeah, it is. And we got to do better. And some of those are discipline. And we've talked about that today and worked on it. And it's got to be fixed. You know, whatever chippy stuff, we're getting too many things. Like the holding that I was talking about earlier, like some of those things just happened. That was an effort penalty. Somebody trying to block maybe just didn't let go at the exact time. I mean, we got to take those guys in the trenches fighting. And sometimes those happen. But 15-yard penalties after the play are things we cannot have. We're not good enough to do any penalty that you know, there's not an aggressive penalty that we can't take it. Yeah. And we had too many of them. I believe we had 3.
Yeah.
I believe 3 of those. So that's what, 45 yards and those just right off the bat. So, you know, you take those away, you know, that's a different situation there in the penalties. It's things that we just – discipline can fix immediately. Just don't react to whatever's happening out there and take care of it in between the whistles.
Well, you didn't have a special teams player of the week this week. Special teams were on the field a great deal during this game for both squads, really, and they probably made a couple of mistakes on – special teams that kind of left the door open for us.
Yeah, we didn't play bad special teams as units. It just nothing stood out to have a player of the game. I mean, we made some plays. Logan Bailey got that fumble recovery. They had some bad snaps. We actually get a finger on a punt, but just can't enough to, you know, block it and send it the other way. It still got downfield.
And that was with their backs to the end zone,
and I believe we're down just 8 at that point. Yeah. I'm not sure exactly.
Yeah, I believe it was.
Yeah. So, yeah, but special teams didn't play bad at all in units. It just necessarily wasn't one player that stood out. I thought special teams was something that needed to play better. And we had a tough job back there with number 1 in the kicking game. When you have a guy like that, you got to be really careful not to kick it to him. We've learned that the hard way since I've been here with Malachi Corley. We'll never try to kick a ball to somebody like that going in. So it just kind of changes things and makes it where you got to be a little more conservative on special teams when you're punting and kicking off to make sure that guy doesn't touch the ball and change the game when you know it's all in your hands. Just don't let him touch it. So, that, you know, that was one reason, too, that maybe we didn't have a special teams player this week.
All right, Coach Courtney. Well, fall break this week. I know you've come from homecoming last week, which is typically a distraction for your preparation. And now fall break, everything's you're out of routine, and it doesn't make it easy.
Yeah, no. Fall breaks, you like it as a teacher, but as a coach, you don't like it. You got to worry about kids getting up on time and being here, and what they're doing when they're not here. But we got a good group of kids. I expect, you know, even though we maybe not as much experience, we're still a lot of seniors, a lot of people that are – we think we know the importance of where we're at. It's time to win. It's time to get serious. It's getting down to the end. There's not a whole lot of these things left for those guys.
That's right.
And they need to really hone in here and take it serious no matter what's going on.
Well, three games left in the regular season. It'll start Friday night with the Rockets at Troup County, and this is another one of those makeup games or an add-on game. That's why we're playing – down at Trick County again this year. And we'll see. We'll get you caught up on how to view the game online as well as how to get your tickets. Just tune in to RocketsFootball.com this week, and we'll give you all the information. Thanks, Coach Courtney.
Thank you.